Brian Houseworth at the Missouri Capitol in Jefferson City. About 48 hours to go as I record this interview in the office of the House Speaker Pro Tem, John Weeman. Mr. Speaker, always appreciate your time. I know it's a difficult time for you. 48 hours to go. Everybody's exhausted, but you've still got a lot of priorities you'd like to see across the finish line.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, you are correct. We're in the final days of the stretch, and we do have a few large bills that are still kind of looming out there. We're hopeful that the Senate will take up and vote on the pro-life bill. Right now, it's in their possession. They've had all day today to work on it, and I'm hopeful that they will finally bring it to a vote, and we will move on and be a state that has one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. The other piece of legislation that's still out there that we're hopeful that will be brought up by the Senate is the infrastructure or the transportation funding that the governor had proposed earlier in the year. And I think we have a good compromise that we put together in the House and the Senate, and hopeful that they will bring that bill up as well before the end of Friday and vote that out, because we do need to have some additional funding for our roads and bridges. And then, of course, the last is redistricting reform that we think is important. That one's got a less of a chance of passing, but there's still hope that we'll have a chance of getting out of the Senate. And that's another one I think we believe is an important piece of legislation that needs to be passed, because we need to have some modifications made to what was done back on Amendment 1 that was passed, last year.
And on that second point about the infrastructure and the bonding bill, I hate to call it bonding, but the governor's proposal, obviously, on the bridges, that is in the budget, but you also have to pass the underlying bill. Am I correct on that?
That is correct. It was put in the budget, the compromise, mm-hmm. but you certainly have to have the statutes to basically enact that. Mm-hmm. So part of the puzzle has been done, but we need to finish the puzzle by passing this legislation to enable it, the funding. And it's a combination of bonding and funding, so we're kind of paying as we go, but we're also taking out the possible really the bonding is necessary for some matching funds from the Fed. So that's really why we put the funding in there for that, under the bonding portion of it.
So those are the top three things you'd like to see happen in the final 48 hours. I know you're very busy. Is there anything you would like to add about those three, about the governor's press conference today, about the session, or anything else? John, feel free.
Well, I just got out of the governor's press conference regarding the pro-life, and I think there's a strong – he has a strong desire to see this legislation get through the Senate and be passed. And I know that the entire legislature is really anxious for that to happen. And so I was pleased that he had that conference to try to encourage the Senate to move quickly on a vote. With regards to just the rest of the remaining of the session, I hope that there's a lot of bills that we have that are still good quality. A lot of bills that most people don't talk about in the media. Right. But, we in the legislature, we work hard on a lot of things to help Missouri reduce regulations and try to make things better for Missourians from a legislative standpoint, from a statutory standpoint, and those bills potentially, because we're running out of time, could kind of die on the vine, unfortunately. And so I'm hopeful that maybe we can get some movement in the Senate. We've been working pretty hard in the House to get a lot of bills done and passed and truly agreed and finally passed, but we're kind of waiting on the Senate to finish up the job, and I'm hopeful they'll get that done in the next 2 days.
Just to clarify, final question, the pro-life bill you're talking about that you want to see, that's already passed the House, so there's nothing more the House would have to do. That's just in the Senate at this point, right?
That is correct. They just need to take it up, and if they don't make any changes to it, then it would be they would be able to truly agree and finally pass that piece of legislation. Now, if they make any changes to it, then it has to go back to conference, and then we get together and we kind of hash out the differences, and it has to go back to a vote. So we're kind of running out of time. Today, if there was going to be any changes that were going to be made to it, they probably should have done it today, mm-hmm. and then have it go to conference tomorrow, and then we'd vote on it Friday. But I think we're running out of time. So now it's almost to the point where they're going to have to take up what we gave them, which is what they do to us. The Senate sends us lots of stuff all the time, and we have to take what they give us. But this is a situation where, we're running out of time, so they're going to have to take what we give them and bring it up and vote it out, which is still a good piece of legislation. All the stuff that we send from the House is always good.
I understand. Always good to see you, sir. And I hope you have a good rest of the week.
Thank you, Brian. Pleasure.